just in relation to the issue, I mean, that there was a public meeting in Donegal Town. I mean, two of the councillors who are invited, the rest of us, and I didn't receive an invite in relation to it. Now, I'm led to believe by the other two councillors to receive the invite on the Tuesday morning for a meeting that was on a Thursday evening. And I know they replied back and said that they couldn't attend. But, I mean, just in relation to the issue, I have dealt basically with the local community, with the local business people, and I've met them on numerous times in relation to that. We also have requested a meeting, a deputization from the business people to come in and meet with the council in relation to this issue. But, I mean, I also take a lot of grief that basically, you know, it's been said on numerous occasions that nobody representing Donegal Town or the surrounding areas. Well, basically, let me reassure people that Councillor Tom Cunningham has been there for the last 10 years. I've been there for the last 7 years. I might live 5 minutes out the road in Lahey, but Donegal Town has always been to the forefront in my plans for anything in relation to this area. I've delivered basically for Donegal Town. I'm no hesitating in saying that. I've delivered over 500,000 for the upgrade of the Diamond. I've also secured over 200,000 for the upgrading of Rathalongan Forest Estate Park and that. Also secured funding to put safety measures, and I know basically this should be implemented at the moment, safety measures for Eirua, Nula and Donegal Town as well. As well as working with numerous development and the planning section to make sure that infrastructure and businesses come into Donegal Town. Donegal Town is probably one of the fastest growing towns, not alone in the county, but in Europe. I mean, Donegal Town is a massive tourism town. The amount of tourism that comes in there, you know, it's a brilliant town with a lot to be proud of. But I mean, at times, I mean, people can be negative and look at it. But I mean, you've got to look at the glass half full and believe that Donegal Town is expanding. Donegal Town is going to be getting busier. Donegal Town is going to be getting bigger. And I hope to play my part in that. I've also requested that we would secure our marina for down at the pier for Donegal Town. Donegal Town has huge potential. Yes, I'm well aware there is issues basically with parking. I mean, and just in relation to the parking issue, we have made a deal basically with the Bosco Centre and also the green area beside the Bosco Centre, and that will be turned into a public car parking. And I'm hoping that work will start very closely in the near future. And I know there's more parking to be required in the town as well. But I mean, we are basically trying to implement this. We're trying to make Donegal Town better. We're trying to basically work with the business people because we, you know, and for persons in business myself, I realise what the business people pay in rates. I'm well aware what the rates that they're paying, and I really know how hard it is for businesses to survive. And I want to make sure that we work with the business people to make sure that Donegal Town is better for everybody into the future.
Firstly, why do you think you didn't get an invitation to that meeting when seemingly two other councillors did? And secondly, do you not feel that, judging by the overwhelming amount of people who went to that meeting on Thursday night, that the parts of the one-way system should be reviewed?
Yes, and I mean, I can answer that question. The only people that can answer that question is the people that call the meeting. But also in relation to that meeting, it was stated that basically the Chamber was involved in that meeting. Well, I can categorically declare that an email came from the Chamber to the Donegal County Council saying they had no act or part in relation to that meeting taking place last week. So basically the people that called that meeting will have to answer the questions in relation to that. If it was to be for election campaign, well, that's their agenda. But I mean, I wasn't involved in that, and I wasn't invited to it. But I mean, all I can say is basically I am working very hard for the people of Donegal Town and surrounding areas, and I hope after the 7th of July, with the help of the business people and the local people around the area, to make sure that I retain my seat on Donegal County Council, and that I will always work for the utmost and for the betterment of Donegal Town.
But should councillors really need an invitation anyway? Would it not be in the public interest to go to these kinds of meetings without an invitation?
Yes, I mean, if it's done in the right form, Catherine, you 100% right. And as I said, if the Chamber or somebody of these people was calling it, but a local candidate calling it to stand in the elections, it's not the way to go about it. We were dealing with the business people. We had a letter gone out from the council, and we request in to meet with a business focus in relation to this. And that I'm not hesitating or any problem meeting with anybody. I met with a number of people on site. I met with Reverend Husk and David Hendrons in relation to the Church of Ireland and the issues there. I mean, so I have met with people, and I will continue to meet with people. I'm only a phone call away. I'm always around the town, and anything that I can do to support or help the people there with the issues, that's what I'm there for.